Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
The man at the center of an Amber Alert accused of abducting his four-year-old daughter will appear in court this morning.
Where are you right now? And is your daughter okay?
Yeah, she's fine. She's in the back seat playing on her tablet.
Coming up, a captivating phone call from jail you will hear only on WRAL News.
And it's not as chilly this morning. Our temperatures are in the 40s and 50s in some places, as much as 15 degrees warmer than yesterday. I'll show you if it'll be that much warmer this afternoon.
And polls are now open for municipal elections in some communities. This is a live look at a polling place in Cary. For those of you heading out today, make sure you have your photo ID with you to vote. We'll get you caught up with all of that coming up. But thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you along here. Thanks for making us part of your routine here as we get our Tuesday started. Blue skies out there once again. We had a lovely day yesterday after we got a little warm up. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, another one on the way.
Yeah, temperatures were in the low 70s yesterday. We're looking at mid to upper 70s today. Lots of sunshine right now here as we take a live look at Sanford. We're seeing some cloud cover in places this morning as well. 53 degrees officially at RDU. Our wind right now is west at 3 miles per hour. For the most part, we'll be coming out of the south-southwest today, and that's going to help to gradually start to warm up our temperatures. It's 58 in Fayetteville, 53 in Durham, 43 in Roxborough right now, and these temperatures are noticeably warmer than yesterday. I'm following a cold front that'll swing through later on today. It's in the mountains right now. We do have some cloud cover that's showing up currently. We'll see those clouds coming and going through the afternoon. We'll pause it right there at 5 o'clock. After 5 o'clock, we're going to see an isolated shower that pushes through. It's not likely to last long, but if you happen to be outside this evening for any reason, like your kids have a game, a lot of high school athletics right now, this sprinkle should move through in and out pretty quickly. 75 for the high temperature later on today. It stays nice and mild through the rest of the week until we get to Saturday. Saturday, we could see some thunderstorms and then cooler temperatures on Sunday. I'll walk you through that coming up. Eric?
Elizabeth, taking a look outside at traffic right now. We continue to follow the most serious crash here in the Raleigh area. That's going to be up on I-540 eastbound. It's got one lane of travel shut down there, causing miles-long backups here. You can see that stretching from Creedmoor Road here, where that crash happened, all the way down now past Capitol Boulevard at this point. That's going to be adding more than 10 minutes to your drive if you're coming either way on 540. Another crash we're keeping our eye on, that's going to be over here, 64 westbound. This has been here for hours, causing a headache for folks coming in from Zebulon to Raleigh all day. That's adding about 8 to 9 minutes to your drive as of right now. Looking at the picture overall for Raleigh, we are seeing a number of delays, most especially coming in from Wake Forest. Keep an eye on this traffic. Bring you an update here in a couple minutes.
Breaking news we're following this morning. A person is in custody after an hour-long standoff with Fayetteville police early this morning. Brett Neese was there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker.
This is the scene here on North Churchill Drive as two cars are towed away here from the scene after what was more than an hour-long standoff overnight with police. Take a look. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. This all played out around 1:30 this morning at this home right next to Terry Sanford High School. Police say when they got here to this scene, a man had barricaded himself inside one of these cars and started firing several shots at them. Multiple cars in the area were hit by bullets. Police say eventually they were able to convince that man to turn himself in. They also say somebody was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, but it's not clear if it was that man or someone else involved. Still, a lot of questions remain unanswered. I'm working to find out who that man is at the center of all of this. I'll keep you updated. I am told that Terry Sanford High School is planning on holding classes. In Fayetteville, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
A father will appear in court this morning hours after surrendering to police following a statewide Amber Alert. Overnight, Mitchell Grayson called WRAL from his jail cell to share his side of the story. Laura Levine tells us what Grayson had to say in that phone call that people will only see here on WRAL.
That call came in around 1 o'clock this morning. It was a brief conversation, but still very shocking. Our crews were here at DPD headquarters when Mitchell Grayson walked through these doors to turn himself in. But we know that bizarre story doesn't stop there. In that call to WRAL, he spoke with Lena Tillett, asking and really encouraging people who support him, trying to protect his child, to speak on his behalf in his first court appearance this morning. Take a look at this video where you can see Mitchell Grayson carrying Paisley as he walked towards police headquarters. Paisley was unharmed but was seen crying off and on.
I'm in jail. Surprise, surprise. I don't know if I only have a minute or not.
What's going through your mind tonight?
That sucks. It took her from being here to her mom, which she wasn't happy about.
In that call from jail, Lena asked Grayson if he had any regrets taking Paisley from her. Here's what he had to say.
Her home was with me. She got taken from me. That's what I'm saying. Like, her mom used the police to take her from me. I came kicked out and trespassed and whatnot. Like, I was taking her back.
So again, he believes that he was doing the right thing at that time, stating he was trying to protect his child. He is facing several charges, and his first court appearance is at 10:30. WRL will be there. Laura Levine, WRL News in Durham.
And WRL has been at the center of this story since it broke yesterday afternoon. In our next half hour, the moments that Grayson first called and spoke to WRL's Lena Tillett, the emotional conversation that helped lead to Paisley's safe return.
Israel is increasing its airstrikes today on Gaza. This is a live look in Gaza right now. President Biden is expected to address our nation at 1 this afternoon as the number of Americans confirmed dead in this conflict is rising. Here's what we know after another night of rocket launches and gunfire. Israel says it has retaken control of its territory, its borders, and is now planning a full assault on Gaza. Hamas is holding at least 100 hostages and says it will execute one each time Israel bombs civilians in Gaza. President Biden says it is likely there are Americans among those hostages. The death toll in Israel is at least 900, and nearly 700 have died in Gaza and the West Bank. 11 Americans are confirmed among the dead.
The local Jewish community is coming together during this challenging time. WRL was there as they gathered last night at the 11 Jewish Community Center in Durham. Security was heightened around that event. Officers were seen in the perimeter just outside the doors. Members of Jewish for Good asked for privacy as they held a service in support of Israel.
There's so many uncertainties, and we don't know how long this will last or what the outcomes will be. And so living in that space of not knowing isn't easy.
Jewish for Good has not scheduled another service. However, those with the organization have not ruled out holding another one. People also gathered at the David Kahn Community Center in Raleigh yesterday to show their support.
Voters in dozens of towns and cities across our state are headed to the polls for municipal elections right now. We have this live look. Shepherd United Church of Christ in Cary. The polls opened at 6:30 this morning. There are 30 municipal elections being held today, including in Durham, Fayetteville, and Cary. Not in Raleigh, though. If you are a voting member today, you want to remember to bring your ID, your photo ID. The polls are open until 7:30 tonight. You can visit the State Board of Elections website to check your voter status and have a look at a sample ballot. Raleigh's municipal elections, meantime, are next November.
The state lawmakers will vote today on whether to overturn 5 vetoes issued by Governor Cooper. They're meeting today at the General Assembly, where you're looking live right now. 2 of the bills would make big changes to elections oversight, giving state lawmakers authority over the process rather than the governor, and getting rid of the 3-day grace period for mail-in ballots. Another would take away many of the governor's appointments to boards that make state regulations. And another one would classify nuclear energy as clean energy, giving you utilities an incentive to build more nuclear plants. Republicans have a veto-proof majority, so they are expected to override the veto successfully. For a full breakdown of all the votes, visit nccapital.com.
Here we are once again. You didn't win, but nobody won. Bad jackpot's still out there. Big Powerball as of this morning. It's now an estimated $1.73 billion after more than 11 weeks now without a winner. The jackpot is now the second largest in Powerball history. Here's a look at the numbers from last night. 16, 34, 46, 55, 67. Powerball's 14. The multiplier's 3. The next drawing is tomorrow night on WRAL. If you win, you could take home the cash payout, $756 million.
Well, today, inspectors will be looking at the rides at the state fair as they work to keep you and your family safe during the big event. The State Department of Labor will be starting the inspection process at the fairgrounds later today. This is video from last year's inspections. There will be close to 100 rides at the fair for you to enjoy this year. And coming up in the next half hour, we'll take a look at another big attraction at the fair, the new foods you can try. Everybody goes for the food, right?
8:10 is the time right now, and this morning we are hearing from relatives who have been caught up in the war in Israel. What one mother says a phone call with her daughter was like before her daughter disappeared.
And a good looking 7-day forecast. Our highs will be in the 70s all the way into Saturday, but see those thunderstorms here for Saturday? I'll walk you through the timeline so you can plan around it for your weekend. Welcome back. Happy Tuesday. How about this? Look over Lake Gaston. Look how still the lake is there. It's a gorgeous sunrise. You're watching WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. And if you're lucky enough to get out on the water today, it's a great day to do it. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look around town. Blue skies everywhere.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous. We take a live look at Goldsboro. We're seeing plenty of sunshine here, as well as Apex, Chapel Hill, and Fayetteville. We are going to have some cloud cover on and off today, especially as we get into the afternoon and evening, thanks to this cold front. This cold front, you can see, is pretty moisture-starved. There's no rain along it as it's moving into the mountains. But once it moves through here later on this evening, there could be a few sprinkles. It's not going to be enough to really measure in the rain gauges, but it could sprinkle on you just a little bit if you're out and about during the evening hours. There's lunchtime, a little mix of sun and clouds. That cold front gets closer to us. And after 5 o'clock, we see a couple of sprinkles roll through. Again, they'll be in and out pretty quickly. If you're going to be at a kid's game or you're out and about for some reason, it should move by pretty quickly. Drought status, we still have abnormally dry conditions in a few places. Just some patches. We don't have anybody at moderate drought or higher, which is good news. But it's been pretty dry for us the last few weeks, so we'll be watching that carefully. The next drought monitor comes out on Thursday, and so hopefully it's not going to get any worse. There's a big bunch of moisture that's coming in our direction, but may not make it exactly here. This system developing in the Gulf of Mexico only has a 20% chance of becoming a tropical depression or a tropical storm, but it's still likely to push some tropical moisture our way. You can see where that low is headed into the southeast. But we can also take another look at it here on Futurecast, and you can see exactly where the rain is. There's the low Wednesday morning. Here's the low Wednesday at 6 p.m. They could see as much as 2 to 4+ inches of rain in parts of North Florida, South Georgia, and that rain's going to clip South Carolina as well. Now, some of the models want to bring this low a little farther north and to bring more rain for our area, but this one pulls it offshore and doesn't really bring us any rain Thursday or Friday. So Saturday's another story. We have another front that comes through. It's going to be wet Saturday morning in the western part of the state, and then we see some showers and possible thunderstorms with that late Saturday evening. But then we're going to clear out behind it on Sunday. So Saturday in the afternoon and evening may be a little wet. It's not going to be a washout of a weekend. Right now we're giving it about a 50% chance for Saturday, and then that should move.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. A beautiful start to your Tuesday morning. Temperatures around 50 degrees. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center. A little warmer this morning than yesterday.
Yes, pleasantly cool this morning instead of dropping into the 30s like we saw in so many places yesterday. It's 48 in Wilson with clear skies. Sunshine in Durham and 53, but a little bit of cloud cover here in Fayetteville where it is 58 degrees. We are going to see a mix of sun and clouds during the day today, especially later on this evening. We'll see the skies clouding up, and there could be a few sprinkles by this evening. But we're looking at a mild start this morning. All is quiet. We'll see a high of 75. By the time we get to 6 or 7 o'clock, there could be just a few stray sprinkles. Eric?
Elizabeth, taking a look at traffic, we've got one new serious accident to tell you about. That's going to be in Raleigh, down on MLK Boulevard. You can see it right there. Not causing any major backups or delays, though, but we are checking in to see if anybody was injured. We are, however, seeing backups and delays right up here. This is that crash and lane closure we've been following all morning. I-540 eastbound, adding at least 20 minutes to your drive either direction on 540 if you're heading towards Creedmoor. So keep that in mind if you're on the roads.
Thanks, Eric. The man at the center of an Amber Alert who turned himself into police after being accused of abducting his 4-year-old daughter will appear in court this morning. Mitchell Grayson is charged with aggravated assault, breaking and entering, and injury to personal property. And the local Jewish community coming together, gathering last night at the Levin Jewish Community Center in Durham. Security was heightened around the event. This comes as Israel is increasing its airstrikes today in Gaza. Coming up next on Fox 50, the phone call you'll only hear on WRL from the father at the center of that Amber Alert. And next on Today, Reba McEntire performs live.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
The father accused of abducting his 4-year-old daughter, prompting a statewide Amber Alert, called WRAL from his jail cell early this morning. Just ahead, a listen at that conversation.
And our temperature is not quite as chilly as yesterday. We're starting off in the 40s and 50s instead of the 30s and 40s. I'll show you if it'll be that much warmer through the afternoon, too.
And more attacks on Gaza as Israel retaliates for Hamas's attacks. This is a live look there right now. Straight ahead, how the local Jewish community here is reacting. We'll get that to that story for you coming up. But thanks for sticking with us on your Tuesday, your beautiful Tuesday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Tuesday. We'll get it rolling with some blue skies, a couple of clouds, making it look nice out there. It's going to warm up. Really going to be a nice fall day. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now.
Yeah, look at this. Gorgeous in Sanford. We're looking at blue sky here. Just a little bit of cloud cover. As we get through the morning, we're going to see some clouds on and off. Temperatures are feeling pleasant. Right now it's 53 degrees with a west wind at 3 miles per hour. But that wind is coming out of the south-southwest for most of the day today. And that will allow our temperatures to slowly warm up. Right now it's 58 in Fayetteville, 55 in Goldsboro, but 45 in Roxboro. Our temperatures are warmer than they were this time yesterday, but the afternoon temperatures won't be considerably warmer. Yesterday, low 80s. We're looking at low 70s, looking at mid 70s this afternoon. Our cold front sitting across the mountains right now is headed our way. It will bring along some cloud cover with it from time to time. We'll call it partly to mostly sunny for it today, but later on this evening, we'll see the clouds thickening up a bit. After 5 o'clock, we have the chance of a few light showers rolling through. If you happen to be out during the evening, I know there are a lot of high school athletics this time of year. If you happen to be out and there's a sprinkle, it should move through pretty quickly in and out. 75, our high temperature for this afternoon, but we do have some cooler air coming for the second half of the weekend. I'll show it to you coming up.
A father will appear in court this morning, hours after surrendering to police following a statewide Amber Alert. Overnight, Mitchell Grayson called WRAL from his jail cell to share his side of the story. Laura Levine tells us what Grayson did have to say in that phone call people will only see here on WRAL.
That call came in around 1 o'clock this morning. It was a brief conversation, but still very shocking. Our crews were here at DPD headquarters when Mitchell Grayson walked through these doors to turn himself in. But we know that bizarre story, it doesn't stop there. In that call to WRAL, he spoke with Lena Tillett, asking and really encouraging people who support him, trying to protect his child, to speak on his behalf in his first court appearance this morning. Take a look at this video where you can see Mitchell Grayson carrying Paisley as he walked towards police headquarters. Paisley was unharmed, but was seen crying off and on.
I'm in jail. Surprise, surprise. I don't know if I only have a minute or not.
What's going through your mind tonight?
This sucks. It took her from being here to her mom, which she wasn't happy about.
In that call from jail, Lena asked Grayson if he had any regrets taking Paisley from her. Here's what he had to say.
Her home was with me. She got taken from me. That's what I'm saying. Like, her mom used the police to take her from me. Like, getting me kicked out and trespassed and whatnot. Like, I was taking her back.
So again, he believes that he was doing the right thing at that time, stating he was trying to protect his child. He is facing several charges, and his first court appearance is at 10:30. WRAL will be there. Laura Levine, WRAL News in Durham.
There's just been a riveting story all along. WRL has been at the center of this story since it broke yesterday afternoon. In less than 15 minutes, the moment Grayson first called and spoke to Arlena Tillett. The emotional conversation that helped lead to Paisley's safe return. That's coming up at 8:30.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center this morning, an alert from Harnett County Sheriff's Wayne Coates. I want to take you right now with the help of Google Maps. There will be an active shooter drill happening this morning at Central Carolina Community College. You see it right here. That's Central Carolina Community College. It's right next to Central Harnett Hospital. Again, this will be an active shooter drill happening at about 9:45 this morning. So if you see heavy police presence at the entrance of Central Community College there in Lillington, either on campus or at the entrance, you see a lot of police presence around Central Carolina Community College there in Lillington, don't be alarmed. It's only an active shooter drill. Of course, this training is very important to make sure that law enforcement officers are prepared to act just in case something like this happens in reality.
Thanks, Ken. Israel is increasing its airstrikes today in Gaza, and you can see it. You're looking live right here, the fresh black smoke above the skyline there. Back here at home, President Biden is expected to address the nation at 1 o'clock this afternoon, as the number of Americans confirmed dead in this conflict is rising. Here's what we know after another night of rocket launches and gunfire. Israel says it has retaken control of its borders and now is planning a full assault on Gaza. Hamas is holding at least 100 hostages and says it will execute one each time Israel bombs civilians in Gaza. President Biden says it is very likely that there are Americans among those hostages. The death toll in Israel is at least 900, and nearly 700 people have died in Gaza and the West Bank. 11 Americans are confirmed among the dead.
And a local Jewish community is banding together during this challenging time. WRL was there as they gathered last night at the Levin Jewish Community Center in Durham. Security was heightened around the event. Officers were seen on the perimeter just outside the doors. Members of Jewish for Good asked for privacy as they held a service in support of Israel. 35 minutes away and about 2 hours earlier, folks came together at the David Kahn Community Campus in Raleigh.
It's so terrible for the people in Israel right now, and it's very hard for us here in Raleigh, too.
Right now, there's no timetable for when the unrest will end. The local Jewish community says it plans to remain united and show support for each other.
The White House is showing its full support for Israel in its fight against Hamas. It's illuminated in blue and white lights as a show of solidarity. This comes just days after Hamas attacked Israel, and that unrest continues there this morning.
Well, today you have a chance to give your input on what's in the Raleigh city budget. A listening session is happening today from 6 to 7:30 at the Green Road Community Center. City officials want the community's input on things like transportation, housing, parking, and the environment. If you cannot make it to today's session, there is another one tomorrow at Abbotts Creek Community Center.
State lawmakers will vote today on whether to overturn five vetoes issued by Governor Cooper. They're meeting today at the General Assembly. This is a live look there right now in Raleigh. Two of the bills would make big changes to elections oversight, giving state lawmakers authority over the process rather than the governor, and getting rid of the three-day grace period for mail-in ballots. Another would take away many of the governor's appointments to boards that make state regulations. Still another would classify nuclear energy as clean energy, giving utilities an incentive to buy more nuclear power plants. Republicans have a veto-proof majority, so they're expected to override the vetoes successfully. For a breakdown of all the votes, you can visit nccapital.com.
Yep, we're here once again to tell you no Powerball jackpot winner again. As of this morning, it is now an estimated $1.73 billion. After more than 11 weeks without a winner, the jackpot is now the second largest in Powerball history. So here's a look at the numbers from last night. They were 16, 34, 46, 55, 67. The Powerball was 14 and the multiplier was 3. The next drawing is set for tomorrow night on WRL. Now, if you win, you could take home more than $756 million cash.
Coming up on 8:40 right now, still up next, the moments WRL's Lena Tillett spoke to the father who was at the center of the Amber Alert overnight.
I understand. I'm pushing you around.
We have video of that conversation that happened as he was on his way to turn himself in.
And as we head to break, we'll take you live out to Fayetteville this morning. Today will be cloudier than the last couple of days. You can see a couple clouds in the sky already. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when temperatures will start to warm up again.
We got some clouds over Clinton right now. 8:42 is the time. So glad you're with us here. We'll give you this live look from our WR Live Cam Network. Pleasant temperatures will be on the way. Still a bit chilly out there this morning. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center with what we're looking at right now in Sanford.
Yeah, we can see some of that cloud cover in Clinton, but we take a look at Sanford, and it's nice and clear for the most part, just a few little patchy clouds. 53 is the temperature. Our wind is coming out of the west currently, but for most of the day, it's going to be coming out of the south-southwest, and that will gradually allow our temperatures to warm up a little bit. We hit low 70s yesterday for the high. We'll be in the mid-70s this afternoon, so a subtle change. It's been a much bigger change this morning. It's 58 in Fayetteville, 53 in Durham, and 46 in Roxborough. But we've seen our temperatures as much as 10 to 15 degrees warmer this morning than they were yesterday. Here's a look at our front. That front's going to swing through this afternoon and help to continue to bring us some cloud cover on and off. And you can see that on Futurecast. We'll call it mostly to partly cloudy at some points during the day. After 5 o'clock, that front comes through and brings an isolated shower along with it. It's not going to be much rain, but it will help to bring us just that little bit of a shower. Hour by hour, we're looking at our temperatures climbing into the mid-70s for this afternoon. Again, we do have that potential for an isolated shower later on today, so keep that in mind. I know there are a lot of folks who are out and about during the evenings. If you run into one of those showers, it should not last very long, and we'll see that pushing out pretty quickly. We take a look at our temperatures around town for today, looking at 77 in Durham and Raleigh. So again, a little bit warmer than what we saw yesterday, and 82 in Fayetteville. So feeling pretty pleasant. Of course, we're not looking at high humidity today, so it should feel nice. Our normal temperature, 75, and we'll be at or above that as we head through the next few days, all the way through Saturday. NC State opening day at the fair. The gates open Thursday at noon, and we'll see a high of 78. There is a tropical, I shouldn't say a tropical system. There's tropical moisture that's going to come up out of the Gulf of Mexico and affect Georgia, Florida, South Carolina. It looks like it's going to stay to our south. So we're going with a dry forecast for the opening day of the state fair. But if that low ends up tracking a little farther north, we might have to add some rain back into the forecast. We're definitely looking at warmer temperatures, nice and pleasant, near normal. You can see the brown shaded color contours, but the blue shaded area is cooler temperatures. And behind Saturday's front, our temperatures fall again. So nice and quiet. I feel like we're going to stay pretty dry for Thursday and Friday. We have a good chance of showers and maybe even a few isolated storms late Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening. But right now it looks like we would clear out Sunday with a high of 69. And Monday is pretty chilly again with highs only in the mid 60s.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. The father that was at the center of that Amber Alert, Mitchell Grayson, before he called from his jail cell this morning, he had a similar conversation with Lena Tillett yesterday during the middle of the search for Paisley. It was this chilling phone call that helped lead to the child's safe return and ultimately Grayson's arrest.
Where are you right now? And is your daughter okay?
Yeah, she's fine. She's in the back seat playing on her tablet.
This is how our 1 hour and 20 minute conversation began with Mitchell Grayson, the father accused of abducting his 4-year-old daughter, Paisley, triggering a statewide Amber Alert.
Are you on I-40?
Yes.
And about how far are you from headquarters?
Maybe about an hour.
As I stayed on the phone, members of the WRAL newsroom called Durham police, keeping them informed of his whereabouts. He said he'd taken Paisley from her mother's home in Durham to Wilkesboro in the mountains where he lives. I asked to speak to Paisley.
What's your favorite show, Paisley? What are you watching?
As proof she was okay, he sent us this picture of her, sitting in her car seat, watching her tablet. He wanted to share his side of the story, so we let him.
Because her mother refuses to, I don't know, let me have her, which is where she wants to be.
Grayson claims he did this to protect Paisley, He said where she was living was unsafe and admitted to getting into a fight with the mother's cousin before taking her, as police allege.
I'm not going to let someone push me around. I'm not going to let someone keep my kids from me.
We heard Paisley cry as he told her he would be away from her for a while. And finally, around 9:40, in a smaller white vehicle, not the van the Amber Alert described, Grayson pulled up in front of headquarters.
You're getting out of the car now?
Yeah.
And there was Paisley, in her father's arms, safe.
That was Lena Tillett reporting. Again, Grayson is expected to make his first court appearance this morning since being arrested, and WREL does plan to be there.
We're trying to get some answers from the owners of Busco Beach ATV Park after several accidents over the weekend led to four people being airlifted to the hospital. The accidents happened during the park's Fall Bash event. EMS officials tell us since the year 2000, 13 people have died at Busco Beach. WREL reached out to the park's new owners asking for a response to this weekend's injuries and if they plan to implement any new safety changes. The owners told us they're working on a response. We're working to learn the conditions of the people who were hurt this weekend.
New developments out of Washington, D.C. this morning. The White House says President Joe Biden has been interviewed by the special counsel in his classified document investigation. Officials say the interview took place at the White House. It was conducted over 2 days. This investigation centers around classified documents that were found in an office Biden used after he left the vice presidency and his home in Delaware. According to the statement from the White House, Biden and his staff are fully cooperating with the Justice Department.
One of the last three known survivors of the Tulsa, Oklahoma race massacre has died. Hughes Van Ellis died Monday morning at the age of 102. The World War II veteran died in Denver, Colorado, where he lived for many years. Ellis was a few months old when he and his sister, Viola Fletcher, fled their Tulsa home from racial violence. In June of 1921, a white mob targeted black residents and destroyed Tulsa's Black Wall Street district. Nearly 300 people were killed and more than 1,000 homes were destroyed.
Hollywood's writers have officially approved the deal reached by their union leaders. The deal was finalized last night after 99% of members voted to ratify it. It gives them major gains in payments, increases the size of show staffs, and adds regulation to the use of artificial intelligence in scripts. The vote was a formality after union leaders reached the deal with studios late last month, ending a five-month strike.
VinFast basically just started building its U.S. manufacturing plant in Chatham County, and it's already exploring options to build factories around the globe. The Vietnam-based company says it is eyeing Indonesia and India right now. WRL TechWire reports the company expressed interest in the former Ford factory in India. This comes after VinFast reported some substantial losses last quarter.
An appeal hearing is happening in Russia over the case of Wall Street Journal journalist Evan Gershkovich. Gershkovich has been detained since March 29th, accused of espionage during a reporting trip. Russia's main security service accused him of trying to obtain state secrets, a charge that Gershkovich and his employer have extensively denied. If convicted, he faces up to 20 years in prison.
The whole world has been affected by the current violence in the Middle East, including the entertainment world. David Daniel has that and more in today's Hollywood Minute.
In the light of what's happened in Israel and Gaza, a song about nonviolence seems somewhat ridiculous, even laughable, but our prayers have always been for peace.
U2 paid tribute in Las Vegas to those killed by Gaza militants at the Nova Music Festival in Israel, changing the lyrics of Pride in the Name of Love.
Early morning, October 7th, as the sun is rising in the desert sky, stars of David, they took your life, but they could not take your pride.
You'd be a little more comfortable if you changed into something a little less constricting.
You keep your eyes on the road.
Baz Luhrmann is expanding his 2008 epic Australia. The filmmaker says he has more than 2 million feet of film from the original feature, so he's created Far Away Downs, a 6-episode adventure he calls a reimagined extended version of the movie. Far Away Downs is set to premiere at the South by Southwest Sydney Screen Festival in Australia, then stream on Hulu in the U.S. and Star Plus and Disney Plus internationally beginning November 26th. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Happening today is a big weigh-in day at the North Carolina State Fair. These giant pumpkins and watermelons will hit the scales, trying to come out on top. 18 pumpkins and 17 watermelons have qualified and entered, and this is expected to be a competitive year.
Look at the size of those things. Wow. And only 2 more days until you can dig in on that delicious fair food. You can hop on rides and take it all in at the North Carolina State Fair. Gates officially open Thursday, but WREL was able to get a sneak peek of the fun yesterday. Take a look at some of the food you and your family will be able to get in on this year. Dill pickle donuts, brisket and waffles, bacon berry cookie dough on a stick, jerk chicken, mac and cheese, and a whole lot more tasty treats. Ken Smith was there. He's so lucky. He said that the mac and cheese and the chicken was unbelievable.
How can you go wrong?
There's a
little something for everyone.
Everybody.
In there. And if you're in doubt, just put it on a stick.
And deep fry it.
You're there. All right, we're going to head to break. And we have the winning lottery numbers here for you. Before we do, for the NC Education Lottery, we'll get another check on weather and traffic up next as well.